I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Good morning, Phoebe with AJ and Michaela.
We'll be right back.
The new Channel Q.
Just kidding, we're here now. Hey, Michaela, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I'm feeling good.
You look cute.
I do?
Yeah.
Thank you.
For rolling out of bed and getting here. I found out Michaela's routine this morning of getting to the studio takes about 5 minutes total.
Yeah, listen, I don't know how to do a lot of things, but getting somewhere in 5 minutes, I'm your girl. Well, because we've been talking about this. You're officially our host of The Morning Beat.
Mm-hmm.
The hours are early. So it's like, how do you prepare yourself? Anybody who has to go to work early in the day, like, what is your thing? Do you get in the shower first and then make a cup of coffee? What's your personal routine?
Yeah, I have a routine. I haven't quite figured it out just yet. I got here a little bit early today. Truth be told, Michaela's always here before I am every morning. And I pulled in this morning right ahead of her.
Yes.
For the first time ever.
I
had to like rub my eyes and do a double take, like, Michaela. She's like, AJ, what are you doing here? I was like, that's probably a sign that I should get here a couple minutes earlier. But no, yeah, I get up every morning and my boyfriend Emil sleeps in because he doesn't have to be to work till like 7 or 7:30, which is still pretty early. And I use the light in my phone to kind of like creep around the bedroom and I go take a shower. I listen to some music. I maybe meditate or pray or something a little bit in the morning to get myself like pumped up for the day. Then I hide in the closet and try to find an outfit. And that's where I usually go to the left, because I stand there and I'm still kind of asleep and I can't figure out what to wear.
Yeah, but life hack, let me help you.
Okay.
I literally roll out of bed, I brush my teeth, I turn the coffee on, I take a shower at night so I don't have to do it in the morning. Now, I do understand why people do it. It helps wake them up. For me, doesn't matter. I pick my clothes out the night before, so I literally run from my bed. I do it with the lights off, too, because
I just want to call out that our producer Justin's pointing like he's agreeing with her. He wears a t-shirt and shorts to the studio every single day. So, Justin, don't
but
act like you...
does
like...
he pick them out the night
exactly.
before?
Thank you very much.
Yes! That's a life hack.
Don't
you guys
come for my
do
style.
Not know how much time that saves me. And in the mornings when I don't do it, like... the only time I don't do it is if I've had too much to drink and I'm like tired or I'm like I've been working too much and so it's a very rare thing that I don't pick out my outfit before.
Well, you and I were getting coffee this morning. You complimented my jeans. You're like, I think those are my favorite jeans that you wear. And they're these old, like light blue jeans with the knees cut out. Truth be told, these are the jeans I wear and I feel lazy. I'm not sure what to do. I put them on with a pair of boots and a big oversized sweater.
Yeah, but can I tell you guys this? I think that AJ is still trying to get used to the fact that this is radio because you come in with like a beautiful turtleneck, dress shoes, slacks.
Look, I want to look cute.
Meanwhile, I'm like barely hanging on.
Because
do you know what I'm saying? Like I've got a Biggie Small shirt on right now with some dirty Vans.
Because
like,
I catch you in my periphery taking videos and putting them on Instagram every morning and I get nervous because I want to look. And I went to an event last night, so I woke up with my hair still sort of done. And so I just shower basically from the eyebrows down.
That's another life hack. Ladies and gentlemen, if you want, do your hair the night before.
And just sleep.
Wake up, shake it, and go. It's a shake and go.
Mine, if I sleep on the side, I rotate back and forth all night long, so I kind of have basically a mohawk by morning time.
So what you're saying is you also need the coffin from IKEA.
Yes.
To help keep
your
hair.
To sleep on my back.
Listen, we've been getting it wrong. We can see how Justin sleeps, our producer, because his hair always...
he always has a big, messy spot in the back of his head. Like, I was telling him this morning, I was like, people, like, pay good money for, like, products. I actually used to use products called Bedhead to get the bedhead look in
no,
the morning.
No, he's got
just
the
like
natural
sexy,
look.
He just has it.
Like a Victoria's Secret angel. Well, we have a great show for you. We're talking about Dwayne Wade he's finally, we've got some good audio of his daughter. The world is being introduced to Zaya. It's an incredible story. And then we're also going to have James Simmons joining us as well to talk about, you know, medical needs, particularly for women. We're gearing this segment towards women and menstruation.
Michaela's been trying to figure out how to adjust her menstrual cycle so she's ready for Dinah.
Listen, if you ladies can hear me right now, you know exactly what I'm talking about, okay? And in 2020, we're talking openly about this and how I'm going to dodge this bullet. So we have to know.
Are we going to get on the same cycle? I hear that like moods can change when people are around each other a lot and they're... Okay, I don't know.
No, we are going to get on the same cycle.
But first, what's going on in the rest of the world, Michaela?
All right, guys. Well, the House is expected to vote today to remove the 1982 deadline for ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment. Now, the House vote comes weeks after Virginia became the 38th and potentially pivotal state to ratify the amendment. Shout out to Norfolk. If codified into the Constitution, the amendment would explicitly declare that women have equal rights under the law, something supporters say is necessary to protect women against workplace discrimination, domestic violence, and sexual harassment. But the House move will be mostly symbolic, as the Senate is not expected to follow suit, and the ability of Congress to change the deadline would likely be challenged in court. So we'll keep you updated. They're voting on that today. Now, if you're celebrating a birthday, happy birthday. You're in good company. Singer Robbie Williams is 46 years old, and singer Peter Gabriel celebrates his 70th birthday. Justin.
I love you. In your eyes. The light,
the heat. I have to say, turn it down.
This was easy.
I'm calling out our producer immediately. He will type things in, and I will read them because I trust him.
No, he's...
And there will be a typo, and it will be Peter Gabriel.
Oh.
When clearly we know... says Peter Gabriel.
Gabriel.
I just, for the record, did not get that wrong. It was Justin.
It's so funny because whenever you mispronounce something, Justin and I do look at each other immediately.
I'm like, here we are. Why am I like this? But it was not my fault. You're adorable. Was a typo. So take that, Justin.
I'm trying to embarrass Michaela on air
in front of our friends.
Yeah, because we've seen how you type and keep notes, Michaela.
Okay, you know what? Go to Vibe of the Day.
Yeah, let's get positive for a minute.
Yeah, get into it.
Your true self is saying to you today, focus on what's in your control and trust that everything else will fall into place as it needs to. Short and sweet and so profound.
Yeah, I love that. Yeah. All right, you guys, well, coming up, one of the founders of Time's Up is responding to Rose McGowan's criticisms of Natalie Portman. What does Krav Maga have to do with this? Find out coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
I wanted to recognize the women who were not recognized for their incredible work this year in my...
It's Natalie Portman speaking at the Oscars this past weekend of female directors who are, she was trying to highlight with in her dress, the cape inside of her dress, that were not recognized or nominated this Oscar season. Lulu Wang, the director of The Farewell, Lauren Scafaria from Hustlers, Greta Gerwig is a big one, Little Women, nominated for a lot of awards, Best Picture, couple acting nominations, and Greta was not nominated as a director, and so she was trying to bring light to that. But then she started to get dragged by Rose McGowan.
Yeah, so we talked about this story yesterday. Rose McGowan basically was just like, you're the problem, Natalie. Lip service is the problem. Fake support of other women is the problem. Which then made us want to dive more into the story. Because when I went on Natalie Portman's Instagram last night, she's one of the founders of Time's Up. Yeah. So it's interesting that Rose is calling her out for not working with enough female directors when she's been very vocal about women not being treated respectfully and women not being treated in Hollywood right. She goes on to respond to Rose McGowan in a really casual way, basically saying, like, I can understand what you're saying. Just trying to do my part, which... brought us to where we're at today.
Yeah.
This morning we looked at each other and we said, if there was a celebrity death match, who would win?
Yeah.
Rose or Natalie? And before everyone's like, don't pit women against each other. We have a point. Would Rose? I went with Rose immediately. I said, Rose. Rose is like hardcore. She's passionate. She's taking little tiny Natalie Portman out of here.
I thought Rose too right away. I'm like, yeah, she's tough. She's like a rough around the edges. I thought, I remember her on Charmed. She was too scary. Like, yeah, totally.
Yeah, right? Like, she's going to cast a spell. It's over for you, Natalie. Well, then our producer says, have you ever heard of Krav Maga?
And of course, Michaela and I both immediately said yes, duh, of course we have. And we looked at each other with
and
like
started Googling immediately.
Fear in our eyes. We're both immediately typing. And so he tries to call us out on it. And Michaela's like, yeah, it's, oh my God, I was totally waiting for you to say something so I could say that I knew what it was. And I said the exact same thing. I had no idea what it was.
Well, here's the thing. We love lying. Okay, we love pretending like we know what's going on when it comes to like things.
Let's not use the word lying.
Fibbing.
Amending the truth.
Okay. Oh, amending the truth. All right. Well, here's what we know, okay? Because then we decided to look more into Natalie Portman. Fine. She's 5'3". She's a little petite. That's where I was going. But Natalie Portman, her real name is Natalie Herschlag, which is Hebrew.
Herschlag.
She's Israeli.
Uh-huh.
And she's like super tough.
She has dual citizenship, yes?
Dual citizenship. And apparently knows
Krav Maga.
Now, Krav Maga is something that we've decided we're going to be taking
on. Because
I thought it was karate. Is it like Hebrew karate?
We know it's not now. It's sort of a fighting.
It's like Hebrew Jewish karate.
Hebrew karate, yeah.
Okay, and so Justin, our producer, what do you know about Krav Maga and how is this going to benefit our life? Because I'm going to tell you something. We're bringing in a specialist next week.
And also, can I learn Krav Maga?
Yes, like, anyone can learn Krav Maga. Okay. So I've never actually taken Krav Maga. I have friends that have taken Krav Maga. What it is, it's a fighting style that was developed by the Israeli army in the 30s and 40s. Mm-hmm. And it combines boxing, wrestling, jiu-jitsu, karate, judo, and all these.
Jiu-jitsu.
Oh, wow.
Okay, I'm going on tour.
There she is. I'm
taking me and my Krav Maga.
Karate.
Ooh.
So you're not an expert, Justin.
I apologize.
You're not an expert
on
Krav Maga.
You know what? Turn
got
your mic off, Justin.
Shut him down.
You know what? It's over.
So you're trying to get bat mitzvahed at some point.
Oh, yeah.
Have we talked about this on air yet?
No, we're going to, you know what? We're going to save that.
No, I don't think we should save
that. We're going to introduce the road to Judaism next month.
I want you to be the best Jew you can possibly be. This could be like a preemptive strike sort of situation.
Well,
you could just start learning, watching YouTube videos at the very least for now to learn Krav Maga.
Do we feel like Natalie Portman should be my inspiration?
She could be.
Okay, so, Natalie Portman, Rose McGowan, celebrity deathmatch. Natalie Portman has won. She knows Krav Maga.
Okay.
We are going to learn Krav Maga starting next week.
What we could do is a bracket situation where you and I first compete, and the winner of that, myself, obviously, would then go on to compete against Natalie Portman or Natalie Herschlag. Right? Is that how we would do this? That's how brackets work. It's called sports, Michaela. You could go into the loser's bracket then, and you and Rose McGowan could fight to the death. And
why would you think that we were going to fight Krav Maga with Natalie Herschlag?
Why not? She could probably take me down. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
So here, then the score is settled. We've learned two things already this morning.
What have we learned?
One, we're getting a 3-day weekend, which is really exciting, something we haven't talked about. That's the most important.
Most important.
Number two, Natalie is a beast, an Israeli beast.
Yes.
Who is a founder of Time's Up, so Rose McGowan already is out.
Yes.
Number three, she beat Rose McGowan in Celebrity Deathmatch because she knows Krav Maga.
You know what I love about this show, Michaela?
What
I love about you in particular?
Go on.
I guarantee you nobody else is having this conversation on this morning in the entire country.
And I bet you nobody in this country is about to learn Krav Maga, the Hebrew karate!
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, so as you know, I was on vacation a couple of weeks ago before I officially took this job here at Channel Q, which I'm loving, by the way, but I was in Bali for a couple of weeks, and my partner Emil and I took my sister Chris and her husband Jerry. My sister Chris has two daughters. One of them is Brooke. She's 21 years old, and sweetest thing in the entire world. Wouldn't do a thing wrong. She's very, like, just, she doesn't like to break rules. She's just one of those type of kids, right?
Right.
I found out while we were on vacation that she smokes. I thought that was a thing of the past.
Smoke cigarettes?
No, she smokes Juul.
Oh,
and that's the thing.
Juul.
And it got us started on this whole conversation about this younger generation. For so long, it seemed like younger kids weren't smoking anymore. People weren't picking up the habit, and it was sort of dying out, especially in cities. I don't see people smoking that often.
Well, thank God, because remember when that trend was like you were literally smoking like a hookah? Remember that first vape that was like cute? It kind of looked even like a vibrator, and you were just like walking around smoking it.
Yeah, now
and then it was like blowing a huge cloud. You had like a forever smoke machine.
You were like that. You were like the dirty kid from Charlie Brown. Linus? No, not Linus.
What's the dirty kid?
The dirty one with the dust around them?
Pigpen.
Oh, pigpen. I never would have gotten that in a million years.
No, me neither.
But the they're more compact and they're like I guess cuter, but that's also part of the problem.
They look like a USB.
Yes, they look like yes, and they're trendy. So now Jewel apparently is buying ads. They're being called out for buying ads on Cartoon Network, Nickelodeon, and other kids' websites. A new lawsuit claims now internal documents obtained by the Massachusetts Attorney General as part of this lawsuit. They're the clearest indication yet that e-cigarette giant Juul is aimed at advertising towards young people who that makes me mad. Because back in the day, remember the Camel ads? Remember Joe Camel?
Yep.
Joe Cool or what was his name?
Loved
that, that was a whole campaign like aimed at young people. And then it was kind of banned. They weren't allowed to advertise in magazines anymore because they were geared towards young people. You didn't really see smoking advertisements on television anymore. And that was supposed to sort of be the remedy. This was back in like the 80s. Now, once again, they've revived, and they're going after kids. And it makes me sick.
Well, it's interesting because out of 1 in 3 high school students are vaping, and nationwide about 27% of high school seniors have vaped in the last month. Now, I'm going to be honest with you. I have a vape. I smoke it when I drink, which is not often, but I'm one of those people. Like, when I used to smoke, and I know, first of all, I know the people who don't smoke are like, yuck, but I'm telling my truth, so let me do this. because I did smoke when I was younger. Mm-hmm. When I was like 16 to, not 6, I wasn't that young, I was like 18.
Weren't you afraid how it would affect your singing voice?
No, I wanted to be cool. And all my cool people, I thought, were smoking. So then I quit, and then I quit smoking. And then I picked up the Juul also just a few years ago when I was drinking. Maybe I would bum a cigarette. So now I have the vape. And it's not great. I notice that it hurts my lungs when I start to smoke. But I also notice, I work with this kid. He's like 20 years old. And he just moved out here. He films a lot of my skits. He's very funny. And he will not let that Juul down. He's obsessed with, like, he literally is so addicted. And I said, when did you start smoking this vape? And he said, in high school. He's 20 now. He started smoking a few years ago. And he said, it's like all the rage. Kids are doing it in school. They go to their lockers and they'll, like, take a quick puff. I mean, it's like a totally different generation.
It's just, it blows my mind that this, and they have flavored ones.
Yeah, there's blueberry, there's creme brulee.
Bubble gum.
They had to take those off the market, I know. They were trying to like take the appeal away.
Well, but President Trump actually wanted to do that, but now he actually just came out recently and said that he's rethinking that.
Oh, great.
So I don't know who's lobbying who right now to get, it's just, I don't understand in this day and age, knowing what we know about the effects of smoking. And maybe it's because at first people didn't think. I remember a few years ago, I was sitting and listening to a talk, somebody I admired deeply, and he had a vape on stage with him. And he talked about new healthy way of smoking. And people were buying into it. And I thought to myself, like, that can't be. Mm-hmm. That can't be. Juul, their approach is really interesting. In this day and age, it makes sense, but I think it's also gross. They made a concerted effort to get Juul into the hands of celebrities and influencers. Miley Cyrus, Cara Delevingne, people who had a lot of followers on social media.
Oh, my God, girl. And not to drag her, but I went to Drag Race, RuPaul's Drag Race finale, and Cara Delevingne was there and smoking that thing, honey, with her girlfriend by her side. And that was, I mean, that was all she did all night long.
Well, remind me to tell you of the time I interviewed Cara Delevingne. And it was the second worst interview of my entire life.
Actually, just tell us on air.
I can't
just
do it.
Just do it.
She was awful.
It's funny.
No.
I want to know.
Mm-mm.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
All right, Michaela, I think it's really important that we show respect during this segment.
Okay, you got it.
You and I can get a little bit out of hand.
It's serious.
This story broke yesterday afternoon, evening, and I spent much of the evening crying.
Yeah, no, I feel like there was a few moments of silence in West Hollywood for sure.
Oh, 1,000%.
Yeah.
So apparently yesterday, the company that made male rompers go viral back in 2017, a company known as Romp Him.
Yeah, it's important to say the name Romp Him.
Romp Him.
Male rompers.
Yeah, Romp Him has now gone under.
One more time, I feel like
Romp Him.
Oh, okay.
The company's gone under.
No!
3 years later, they were a viral sensation for a minute. They had a Kickstarter, remember, back in 2017. and they were on. They were featured on Saturday Night Live. Everybody, social media was like, my entire feed was filled with mostly my gay male friends from West Hollywood wearing rompers.
Listen, those rompers were such a big deal, and men were like, oh, it's easy to pee, but then really quickly found out how much women hate rompers, because when you have to go to the bathroom the other way, you literally have to get completely naked in order to go to the bathroom. So I feel like, although rompers are incredible, you're also nude most of the time when you have to go to the restroom.
Well, one of the co-founders, Daniel Webster Clark, told BuzzFeed News that the original four founders could no longer devote the time to the company that they had. It began as a side project. They were in business school back together in Chicago at the time, and that's how they started this company. And then all of a sudden, they raised over $350,000 on Kickstarter, and it became a viral sort of sensation.
Now let's take a listen to the audio of them doing their first Kickstarter.
On May 15th, 2017, Aced Design will introduce the original Rompim, and you'll see why this summer is about to get romped.
Not that this summer is about, and it's so dramatic. This summer's about to get romped. What? Leashing your anaconda. We're going there.
This article posted like search results, a timeline of who was looking for male rompers, and it spiked dramatically around August of 2017 and then dropped back about to zero by September, October. It was enough to hold the company over for a while. It was one summer that will live on in infamy. But don't worry. Rompers are still available. Male romper. My boyfriend Emil has a male romper.
I know this guy. He wore a male romper to Piranha, a nightclub in Vegas.
Oh, I love Piranha.
We love Piranha, honey.
Boys and dancing on the pool table in the back.
We
of course.
Will take you 941HT2 Vegas. We're on our way. He wore a khaki romper, and then he got like a little in theme to where he sort of was serving like an Indiana Jones look, which would make sense because he was like trying to contain the anacondas. And, you know, it was a look.
I think if, like, yeah, my boyfriend has an all-black romper. I feel like if you're going to go for it, you have to go for it and do the print.
Yeah, and I feel like it is best served, you know, when...
Known as the heaviest snake in the world.
When taming piranhas and anacondas.
And anacondas.
Joking aside, I'd like to take a few moments to just, you know, if you'd like to say anything to Rompim, AJ, in honor of West Hollywood, gay men unite.
I can't speak for everyone, but I can speak for myself here, truthfully and honestly. Mm. I never got to know you like I would have liked to have. I'm 6'5½", and I was afraid that you would give me severe moose knuckle. If you're not sure what that is, Google moose knuckle right now. I do own overalls because the shoulder straps are adjustable, which is more conducive to my gargantuan size. However, Rompim, I appreciate you for what you did for booties all over WeHo in the summer of 2017. I appreciated the view. And knowing how difficult it was for my fellow gay men to go to the restroom brought me laughter and joy in my heart.
I just want to say I said amen, and then you said gay men. And it's kind of the same thing.
Can we just start saying that? Gay
amen.
Men!
Gay!
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Michaela, I'm getting kind of used to being someone you love.
Well, don't get used to it, Daddy. Don't get used to it, Daddy.
Are you going
to
leave me?
I don't know. I just felt like acting.
All right. Well, I know you've got big plans coming up in early April. You're heading to Dinah again in the desert.
Yes.
So you're not available for this. But for those of you looking for a fun getaway,
we've
got a jealous. We've got a really great promo going on right now. We're going to be giving away a trip. You want to hear about it?
Yeah, tell me
all
about
right,
it.
So Miami Beach Pride is coming up April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. Head over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win. We're going to fly you and a guest all the way to Miami, set you up in a hotel. We're going to take care of a VIP brunch and some mimosas for you before the parade. You can live your best life. You're also welcome to the free Oceanside Celebration presented by Celebrity Cruises. So once again, go to wearechannelq.com. Get in on that. Get away for the weekend.
Yeah.
Bring a friend.
That's so much fun. Miami is amazing. The weather's incredible. Shout out to our listeners in Miami and Fort Lauderdale. That's the only place I've ever been is Fort Lauderdale.
Me too. I've never been to Miami.
We got to make a Miami trip this year.
Can I tell you why I was in Fort Lauderdale?
Tell me.
This is the most random story, and I just remembered at this moment right now. About 12 or 13 years ago, before I moved to LA, I was living in New York City, working at this restaurant, this French restaurant, and this guy used to be a regular, and he said to me one day, he's like, what do you want to do with your life? I'm like, I don't know. My mom always told me I could be a cruise line director. She thought I'd be good at that. And he's like, interestingly enough, I work with cruise lines. But here's
when they go out of Fort Lauderdale.
Yes, but, and their training was in Fort Lauderdale. So they flew me down there for a week-long training session to learn how to sell diamonds and jewelry to people at the ports. I would be living on living on a cruise ship for 6 months out of the year. They say you can make six figures, though. So I was like, that seemed like a gazillion dollars to me at the time.
Right.
And I was ready to do this. I went down there for 3 or 4 days of intense training in Fort Lauderdale. And by the fifth day, mind you, they paid my entire way, took care of me the entire time. I'd eaten Boston Market. I used to love their rotisserie chicken. It was my favorite thing in the world.
Yeah, delicious.
And I got food poisoning really, really bad.
On the last day of training?
Day two or three. So I missed the fourth day of training. I felt better for the final day of training, but I told them I was still sick because I changed my mind lying in bed all day saying, I don't want to go do this for a living.
And you decided that you did not want to sell diamonds yes. on a cruise ship.
No. So I've experienced Fort Lauderdale in a little teeny like Econo Lodge maybe. But never really.
With Boston Market food poisoning.
Didn't make it to Miami.
Speaking of cruises, there was a moment in time where I could have been a cruise ship singer. They also make some decent money as an entertainer. So I tried one time. Why are you laughing?
I just took a bite of a Pop-Tart because I haven't had one in so many years. And I forgot that I'm actually on air right now.
Oh, right.
I'm not laughing at you. Yeah, I'm enjoying the Pop-Tart.
You're serving some ASMR, but if you know anything about me hearing people eat, I want to destroy my eardrums. So, okay, don't, Justin. I swear to God.
He eats an apple every morning. It's absurd.
I know. It is obnoxious.
Hold on. I have not eaten an apple in a week.
You still drink your hot tea. You still serve your hot tea.
You're unhealthy then.
You know what? I'd like to make a segment about this. Forget the cruise line. How do people drink their coffee? Because I just let it cool off a little bit, and then I drink it like a normal person. Mm. My sister, I love her, but she's the loudest gulper in the entire world. I'm like, what are you gulping? Justin literally blows on his hot tea, then he slurps it in his mouth.
He has a full-on relationship with a cup of hot
tea
every single morning.
There's a full thing happening. How does it say something about how you when you drink
yes.
your hot drinks?
Well, Justin's clearly a horrible person. So.
I thought you were going to say a whore for some reason.
Me.
I literally thought you were going to say horror of a person, and then I...
By the way, he's really upset and hurt right now that we have not noticed he has not eaten an apple in a week. So
I know.
Justin...
Well, his astrology sign is a Cancer, and they're very sensitive.
I'm a Cancer, Michaela. All right, what's going on outside of the studio?
Well, we've got a great show for you. Coming up this hour, we're talking about the Dwayne Wade Union family because we have been introduced to Zaya, and she's speaking out for the first time, so you can expect that. You better just eat that little Pop-Tart and quit looking at me.
I took another bite of Pop-Tart. I'm sorry. I'm really
hungry.
Stop
looking at me. the fallout from the Roger Stone sentencing controversy coupled with general post-impeachment uneasiness is boosting tensions at the DOJ. Now, Attorney General William Barr is under scrutiny from DOJ colleagues and Democratic opponents for his role in requesting a lighter sentence for Stone, Trump's former associate, after the president complained. Now, Barr has played a role in other high-profile cases of interest to Trump and regularly faces allegations of political tampering with the Department of Justice. The Stone incident just adds to those claims. Now, Democrats want to investigate Barr's conduct, but Republicans say they see no reason to. However, Barr has agreed to testify before the House Judiciary Committee next month and will likely have to answer questions about the Stone sentencing and other controversies. We'll see about Roger Stone. I found out some wild information about Roger Stone that doesn't pertain to his legal sentencing. He's a trisexual.
Yeah, he's kinky.
Yeah, and listen, honestly, I appreciate kink, so I would lighten his sentence just based off that knowledge.
Of course. I also knew he had a tattoo of Richard Nixon on his back.
Lighten the sentence.
That's reason enough.
He's iconic.
He's been through enough.
You know what he has? Living through a Nixon tattoo, he's served his time. Okay, well, if you're celebrating birthdays, happy birthday. You're in good company. You're celebrating with, oh my God, it's not his birthday. I swear, I hope we have audio for this, Justin. Former mayor of Cincinnati and talk show host, Jerry, well, 76 years young. What an icon.
Way to create the audio since Justin was not prepared.
Listen, I will make it up. Jerry, if you want to talk about a talk show host that has just prolonged his career in every sense, he's got a new show called Judge Jerry. It airs after Judge Judy.
He's made Ohio so proud for so many years.
Yes, and he has made me proud. All right, now tell us about a vibe.
All right, your true self is saying to you today, focus on what's in your control and trust that everything else will fall into place as it needs to. My boyfriend and I always remind each other, control what you can control. That's let everything else
advice.
Go.
Yeah. That's so hard. I'm such a control freak, and I want to know everything
you
that's
are very
happening.
Controlling.
Okay, let it go. I'm only allowed to say that.
Okay, well, okay.
You have so, to. It, then you say you're not that controlling, Michaela.
Or you know who's not controlling? The Wade family.
The Wade family is not. That's right, because the world has been introduced to Zaya, daughter of Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union. And for the first time, we will hear her speak her truth. We've got that audio for you coming up next.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
We are proud. When I say proud, we are proud parents. Of a child in the LGBTQ plus community. And we're proud allies as well.
That's Dwayne Wade, formerly of the Miami Heat, married to Gabrielle Union, speaking about his daughter, Zaya, and her choice to come out as transgender. He's speaking with Ellen the other day on her show. And it just got me thinking, every single story is different. Every coming out story is different. I know your experience was very different from mine, coming out as a gay woman, me as a gay man. But it all comes down to, for me, an opportunity for parents to step up and be parents, as they should be, right?
Yeah.
So many don't get that response, though.
Well, I think why this story's so interesting and so beautiful is because they're completely changing their gender. And, you know, I don't want to speak on religious cultures because, I mean, you could say so much, but it's like, it's when you're raised religiously, you tend to not only look down on gays, but even more so transgender people. You're now changing your entire anatomy. And at 12 years old, a lot of people say they don't know what they're talking about. They don't know. Well, Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union have been very supportive in formerly known as Zaya's transformation.
Mm-hmm. And the African-American community, to your point, has historically been quite religious and struggled with a lot of these LGBTQ issues, but not always. And one of my favorite people in the entire world, MJ Rodriguez, who plays Blanca on Pose, spoke on that a bit. Let's play some audio.
I think it's great that a young father who is African American is shedding light on their child, because so many African-American individuals get this stigma that there is no love in the community, that there is no acceptance in the community. And in reality, there is. It's just that it's not seen on a broad scale, and it's unfortunate. And I think that this was a complete step forward in Wade doing that. And I just think it's amazing that he has a wonderful wife behind him that's supporting their child. So it's great.
I love that she says it's not shown on a broad scale, which is very true, because I have found so many of my dearest, closest friends happen to be African-American and are so supportive of my partner's relationship. His parents, not so much at first, but as they got to know me, and as his aunts and his extended family got to know me, they became supporters as well. So it's nice that they're so publicly supporting Zaya in this way. I love that.
Yeah, well, you know, I follow a lot of sites, like different posts, different sites on Instagram, and it's true. You know, they're getting the comments are brutal. I would just say that they're awful, they're filthy, they're horrible, which also shows on the other side how much we do need to continue to grow. However, Zaya's brother made an Instagram message about
Zaire.
Her yesterday, and it's a photo of them when they were little, and Zaire just says, "We've done everything together, fought, played, laughed, and cried. One thing we never did was leave each other behind. I told you I'd leave my life down for you. You are my best friend, and I love you, and if it means anything, just know there's no love lost on this side." So he's very supportive of his sister, Zaya.
It's so important, and just to clarify, Zaire and Zaya are both children that Dwayne Wade had with his first wife, Siobhan. Their divorce was finalized back in 2013. At that time, she took a settlement of $5 million. She got the rights to their Chicago home and four cars.
But
he got sole
also,
custody of the children, though.
But she also signed a very strict NDA.
Yes.
Because before we hear from Zaya, I will say we have not heard
from Siobhan,
from the biological mother, which was interesting. And I don't want it to go to a negative place, because I think what Dwayne Wade is doing is amazing. But to not hear from the biological mother and really have Gabrielle Union speaking on behalf of her stepchild, it's interesting, because as a mother, for me personally, I feel like I would be like, uh-oh, no, that's still my baby,
Siobhan,
and I'm talking.
Siobhan was his high school sweetheart. She was kind of there for him through those years of transitioning from being nobody to being an international superstar. But what I will take, and we're going to play this in just a moment, because I think it's super important to hear Zaya actually speak on her truth. You can tell that everybody who's raising her, whether that's just Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union or also Siobhan and their extended family. There's a lot of love there, and they're having thoughtful, intelligent conversations about things, and it comes through in Zaya's, just the way she presents herself to the world.
No, let's take a listen.
I would say, you know, don't even think about that. You know, just be true to yourself, because are you really even, like, it's what's the point of being on this earth if you're going to try to be someone you're not? It's like you're not even living as yourself, which is like the dumbest concept to me. It's just like, you know, be true and don't really care what like the stereotypical way of like being you is.
What's the point of living on this earth if you're not going to live as yourself?
From a 12-year-old. But you know what's interesting, too? It does show how incredibly important it is when raising your child to allowing them to just be themselves and give them the open space to do that, because we don't come into this world judgmental. We don't come into this world with any negative feelings about ourselves or about others. It's really what you're learning in the home. And so for her to be so wise, it does go back to your point of how she's being raised with Dwayne and Gabrielle. I am still interested to hear from the biological mother, because I do want to know how she would feel if there are any thoughts.
Yeah, I'm curious to hear what she has to say. I think, you know what, I'm really proud that we're in an era right now where, as we've been celebrating Kobe and his legacy the last couple of weeks with his untimely passing, and the way that he's raising strong girls, and the way that Dwayne Wade and Gabrielle Union are raising their children to be who they truly authentically are, and LeBron James, we're talking about him just a little bit with some stuff he's doing with the school in Ohio. So many of these athletes who have been stereotyped as one way for so long are now bringing voices to the next generation in a beautiful way.
All right, well, coming up, Medal of Freedom winner Rush Limbaugh takes a jab at Pete Buttigieg. Find out what he said. We warn you, it is a bit triggering. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
So, Michaela, we try to keep things pretty balanced here as much as we can, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
We try to, like, cover a variety of topics for our listeners. I know it's early. We don't want to hit them too hard too often. Try to keep it light. This next story might be, I just want to warn people, it might be a bit triggering. Some of the audio we're going to play in just a little bit, we're talking about Rush Limbaugh. He was just awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom at the State of the Union address just last week, which is the highest honor that can be bestowed on a normal citizen.
I mean, listen, Mother Teresa, Harriet Tubman have all been recipients of this award. So it's a very big award.
Norman Rockwell, Georgia O'Keeffe, some great names that really stand out in history who have done really wonderful things and generally been just good people. Rush Limbaugh, as always, he's made a career of this. He likes to be the outlier, apparently. And he took to his show yesterday. He took the opportunity to talk about the New Hampshire primaries and how he thought President Trump would have a field day with these Democratic nominees. Let's hear it in his words.
37-year-old gay guy, Mayor South Bend, loves to kiss his husband on the debate stage. And they're saying, okay, how's this going to look? 37-year-old gay guy kissing his husband on stage next to Mr. Man Donald Trump. What's going to happen there? And they got to be looking at that, and they've got to be saying that despite all the great progress and despite all the great wokeness and despite all the great ground that's been covered, America's still not ready to elect a gay guy kissing his husband on the debate stage president.
You know, just so you understand, because I'm going to be honest with you, I wasn't familiar with Rush Limbaugh's quotes as a lot of other people were. And so after he was awarded the Medal of Freedom, I went to look back at some of the things that he's said in the past. I mean, one thing, look, let me put it to you this way. The NFL all too often looks like a game between the Bloods and the Crips without any weapons. There, I've said it, is one of the quotes that he's said in regards to the NFL. He comes out a lot against for the Black community. Obama is more African in his roots than he is American and is behaving like an African colonial despot. Like, the problem is, a lot of people were very mad at Nancy Pelosi. I'm sorry, I'm like talking as I'm like reading these.
No,
think it's just, I didn't realize how awful he was. And I was upset when Nancy Pelosi ripped up the State of the Union speech, because I felt like we want to be bigger and we want to be better. However, when he's the recipient of the Medal of Freedom Award and he's being hurtful and he's attacking the community and he's attacking the Black community and he's just awful, it's infuriating.
And when he speaks on Mayor Pete Buttigieg, and he calls him Booty Judge. He says booty over and over again. He really enunciates the booty like he thinks he's making some sort of gay joke, I think, and how he so unabashedly kisses his husband every time he walks on stage. Yeah, he's kissing the man that he's married to, the man that he loves, the man that he's chosen to spend his life with, coming from Rush Limbaugh, who's been married four times.
Now, what did you say earlier? He's busy kissing. He should worry about the people he's kissing that aren't his wife.
Yeah, absolutely.
In regards to Rush Limbaugh.
Absolutely. He's got a very checkered past, and he should maybe it goes back to the old idea of don't throw stones in glass houses. You don't have a right to speak on that, sir. That is not you can have your political like beliefs and your opinions. That is fine. However, to just make this assumption that one, that Donald Trump would love to go against a woman again, like you mentioned about Amy Klobuchar, or that to go against a gay man, like what does that have to do with anything? Why are you not talking about policy? To speak on him as a politician and as a man, not as a gay man first, the same way that you dragged Hillary Clinton for so long, speak on her policy, not the fact that you think she's harpy and shrewd and you don't like the sound of her voice. That's childish. That doesn't move the conversation anywhere. And Rush Limbaugh tends to dwell in those low spaces, and he thrives there.
Yeah, and I think that the importance here is to remember that, most importantly, Trump honored him with the Medal of Freedom. If you are confused as to where Trump stands, it doesn't matter if you're a Republican or a Democrat. If you have questioned if he is a racist, if he is misogynistic, if he doesn't care so much about other people in other countries, look at who he just honored with the Medal of Freedom. And when you're voting this year, make sure you're getting out and you're keeping that in mind, that this man is because honoring Rush Limbaugh.
That selection made it very clear where he stands. And if you ever had any question, you should not anymore. Enough of him. Yeah, I don't want to talk about him anymore.
No.
You've got a good story coming up, like a nice, fun twist on this Gayle King story that's
been
viral for the last week.
Yeah, this is interesting. Snoop Dogg is thanking his mama for enlightening him with a new peace of mind. Find out what we're talking about and how it's going down and what's popping coming up.
Sometimes I get in my feelings, and I think that I'm so right, and I make a statement or a judgment, and it's difficult for me to backtrack. I'm a Cancer. I'm a Type A ENFJ personality. It's difficult.
I just want to acknowledge something really quickly. I just want to acknowledge that we're playing the instrumental of Gin and Juice on the Morning Beat at 7:53 a.m. Honestly, iconic.
Do you know what? Real quickly, sidetrack. Can I sidetrack for a moment? When I was a freshman in college at the University of Toledo, I used to, it was ICQ or something, you'd write back and forth, or AOL Instant Messenger, one of those things.
Mm-hmm.
And my friend and I were talking back and forth, and she kept referencing, she referenced the song, and then she was writing lyrics to me, and I responded, rolling down the street, smoking, and, sipping on gin and juice. I thought it was, and, I also remembered I was sipping on gin and juice.
Throw me the segment.
All right.
AJ.
I'm bad at apologizing. Apparently, this guy's not.
And, here we go. What's poppin'? Oh, my God. Okay. All right. Well, we're playing Gin and Juice because Snoop Dogg is in a lot of heat right now. He totally attacked Gayle King. He called her some really awful names, enough to the point where Oprah did an interview the next day and said Gayle King was not doing well. She was worried about her. She was really upset. And people didn't know how they were going to squash this. So apparently Snoop Dogg had a conversation with his mother. You can always count on moms to help make things right. So he took to Instagram last night. He tagged Gayle King asking for peace. Let's take a listen.
I should have handled it way different than that. I was raised way better than that. So I would like to apologize to you publicly for the language that I used and calling you out of your name and just being disrespectful. I didn't mean for it to be like that. I was just expressing myself for a friend that wasn't here to defend himself.
Now, here's the thing. I'm happy that he apologized and he needed to. And I'm happy that his mother spoke some sense to him. Because the fact is, you can have your opinion. You can be mad at Gayle King. Everyone is allowed to do what they want to do. But you cannot attack a woman on her looks and for being a journalist. And the way he did it was absolutely disrespectful.
Her life was being threatened.
And in 2020, we're not speaking down to women anymore. And some of the words that he chose to use were so vile and disgusting.
And I'm not saying,
He absolutely needed to apologize. And you know what? If Gayle King doesn't choose to forgive him, that's also on her, because he was really disrespectful.
Well, yeah, and I'm not saying he was threatening her life, but you have an obligation as a media personality or a celebrity of a certain stature to know that your words have repercussions, and your fans and followers and whatever on different platforms, they take them very literally sometimes. And he was in his feelings.
Yeah, but here's the thing. He's mad because people are saying that Kobe Bryant wasn't treating women well by
not treating the woman
Gayle
well.
King like she's a moron. Yeah. Like, it's...
And he's usually all love. Like, Snoop is such a, like, a cool...
He's
like,
best friends with Martha Stewart. Uh-huh. Give me a break. Like, it's easy. So, you know, maybe he was. Nobody really knows how to deal with death and grieving. It was a very sensitive subject and a sensitive time. But I say
kudos to him, though, because it is hard to apologize like that. He has this persona
of
being...
Yeah, but also, it's not that hard to apologize when you literally have a woman who's being threatened. Like, it's not that
but
difficult.
A lot of people are still on his side too, so I mean, he could have stuck to his guns, but his mama spoke some sense to him.
Yeah, well, listen, that's what moms are for. And so Mother's Day, she's getting a gift from Channel Q. All right, well, coming up, I'm so happy because our nurse practitioner James Simmons will be joining us this next hour talking about how to hack my menstrual period. What does that mean?
I can't wait.
Yeah, you're real excited. Get into it.
Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
I don't know if you can feel this morning, Michaela. My energy level is heightened.
Yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah?
Turn it up, sis.
I'm feeling some kind of way.
Listen, it's our job to energize the people.
Do you know what's energizing me?
What?
Okay, so you mentioned last week as you were starting your lady time.
My period.
Yeah, your period. I want to be, you know,
politically correct.
Justin giggles when we say that word, so I was nervous. Our producer.
I know, it makes him nervous. So that I have a natural.
Yeah.
Body.
You're not bad. I mean, maybe a little moody, but I think I was getting a little moody too, and I didn't know if it was as a reaction to you
or if
I was leading it.
This is a thing, you guys. I mean, we can ask a real professional. I just sometimes make things up, but I think this is true. When I'm PMSing and when I'm on my period, mm-hmm. usually...
We just lost so many listeners, by the way.
Women
continue.
Are... no, I mean, it's so normal. Here's part of the reason we're having this conversation. I feel like so many times I will talk about my period and people are like, oh, God.
TMI.
And I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it's a thing. It happens. I don't know what you want me to do. I don't like it either. But don't make me live alone with this and all the other millions of women who have it. Having said that, they say that when you're on your period and you're hanging around women long enough, you guys all get on your same cycle.
You cycle together. Yeah, my sister and her college roommate cycle together.
Same. Me and Lisa cycle together. Mm-hmm. So,
aww.
I know. It's love. and then we want to kill each other. So, I mean, I want you to think about this, though. Imagine being lesbians and then having the same cycle.
Wait, hold on. Like, Hold on. I'm just trying to imagine being lesbians first.
Yeah, close your eyes.
Can't.
Think about it.
Can't do it.
Lesbian! We're all thinking it, am I right? But they say that it changes the energy of the male that you spend time with as well. Like, you could definitely be picking up the PMS energy along with mine.
Oh, yeah, you were in a mood for about a day and a half last week.
And then you were in a mood.
I was definitely in a mood. I PMS twice a month, actually.
Yeah, that's okay.
I just do. Well, luckily, this hour, we've got an expert coming in, nurse practitioner James Simmons. He's going to be, because what you want to do is... adjust your cycle. You want to shift your cycle because Dinah's coming up in a month and a half, and you want to make sure that you can live your best life.
1,000%. So, ladies, if you're listening, which you are, why do I say that if you're listening?
Of
obviously
course they
you are.
You're a lesbian icon, Michaela.
If you're listening, they're like, Michaela, we are, you idiot. it's clearly what we're doing.
Oh, I get it.
I don't want to be on my period when I'm in my bathing suit.
Fair enough.
And I don't want to be bloated and have all the after effects. And how do I, like, trick her?
And she's willing to try anything, but we want to make sure she tries.
Listen, I heard if I stood on my head and, you know, for like 5 seconds, that could help. So I'm willing to do anything at this point.
I heard apple cider vinegar is a way to throw off your... I also heard Jell-O was, too, so I don't know
Wait,
how...
Wait, I love Jell-O.
I know. We need to get the answers on this.
Well, James Simmons is going to give us those answers that you've been looking for, and you will all thank me.
The meantime, before we get to that conversation, Michaela.
All right, fine. The House is expected to vote today to remove the 1982 deadline for ratifying the Equal Rights Amendment. Now, the House vote comes weeks after Virginia became the 38th and potentially pivotal state to ratify the amendment. Now, if codified into the Constitution, the amendment would explicitly declare that women have equal rights under the law, something supporters say is necessary to protect women against workplace discrimination, domestic violence, and sexual harassment. But the House move will be mostly symbolic, as the Senate is not expected to follow suit, and the ability of Congress to change the deadline would likely be challenged in court. I just want to say this to you, that in 2020,
this is absurd.
When you want to know why women are PMSing, maybe we're not PMSing, maybe we're just angry because all we want is protection against workplace discrimination, domestic violence, and sexual harassment, and somehow that just seems to be too much for the Senate to follow suit on, and too much for the Congress to change the deadline.
You know, do you have plans the first Tuesday of November?
I mean, not currently.
Well, you should make plans to go vote, ladies. All of you. Everywhere, all over the country. Go do it.
Good one. And I will be voting. Give me a vibe of the day before I PMS again.
Okay, I'll hit you the vibe of the day. This will get you back on track.
Ready? Send me out, baby.
Your true self is saying to you today, focus on what's in your control and trust that everything else will fall into place as it needs to, except for your period. That comes at the same time every month. You're hopeless.
I'm completely out of control. And that sucks for my emotions.
Well, stick
I'm a
around, though,
because
we'll have nurse practitioner James Simmons. He can get you back in control.
I can't wait. All right. That's joining us is James Simmons coming up next on how to dodge my period.
Amen.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel
Eve,
Q.
Eve, you wicked woman.
All right, y'all are in for a treat. Oh, who is this?
Why didn't you just leave that apple hanging
come on
in the tree? You make us hate
Dolly?
Tell me, Dolly.
Our lovers and our boss.
Here we go.
Why I can't even count the good friends I've already lost. Cause the PMS blues.
It's the PMS
blues. Y'all are in for a treat. We've been having this conversation for a week or so. Michaela's trying to get her menstrual cycle
yeah,
on.
Yeah, honey, we're ditching that period before Dinah. And the
track.
Lesbians know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, and we have nurse practitioner James Simmons here to let her know. She has a lot of crazy ideas how she could do this. Things we're reading online. We want to know what's real, what's
all
not.
All right, so to break it down, let me just let everyone know what's happening. I'm going to the biggest pool party, Dinah Shore, the Dinah, April 1st through the 6th. And I want to be able to live my life, not worry about kids or having kids or anything of the sort.
Wait, your kids are in the equation now?
I'm just saying, like, I don't want to worry about things like that, let alone, like, my period. Like, I've waited this long to not have kids, so I don't have to worry about it. I don't want to worry about, like, a period also. So the problem is, my cycle right now is coming between the 1st through the 6th.
We just survived it last week.
We barely survived it. You are Beyonce. And I, because it is rough.
You're not going to give up.
So I said to Lisa, oh my God, what do I do? How do I like throw myself off? It's different when you're not a straight girl because some straight girls are able to throw it off with like their men or they can take birth control. Not even just straight girls can take birth control, but they have ways of doing it. I just don't want to be bloated and bleeding. So help me. I mean, just get to the point.
Well, you're like, all right, so what is the cure? Well, I love, you got to look up all of these like old wives' tales. Is that right? Is that a thing? Is that
yeah,
PC
like I read
say?
Something about standing on my head could help.
Yeah, you could eat Jello and it'll delay it by 4 hours.
Four
I'm not sure how much that'll
hours.
Help.
Like, I just need to get through this pool party.
Maybe.
And then you can
yes.
Yeah.
And then you can come.
No, because I don't want the PMS symptoms that start a week before either.
But then once, okay, so riddle me this. So once your period starts, do your PMS symptoms go away? Do you feel better?
Yes.
Okay. So you would actually feel okay if, let's say, your period started on April 1st.
No, we don't want that because you have to then, like, take care of... Like, if I'm in a white bikini...
I was going to say it. I've been thinking
it.
White bikini the whole time.
We
I didn't want to say it.
We're all thinking it.
So, wait, what's more important to you, that you feel comfortable or that you don't have to go change
I don't want to have
out?
To change... I don't want to have to worry about anything. I don't want to be tipsy or get my buzz on.
So you're going to be drunk and you want to make sure you can manage it.
Yeah,
okay.
Right.
Yeah. You don't want this to start in the middle while you're literally in the pool.
Yeah, and so for other people, like, this is kind of an issue when other women want to go on vacation. Let's say it's not even Dinah, or it's their wedding day, and they want to wear their beautiful white dress, or they are going somewhere, and it's just a very inconvenient time to have your period. How do you stop it?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can you?
So, Graham Lentils, AJ mentioned Jell-O. You mentioned standing on your head. All of these are really fun, exciting ideas that absolutely do not work.
Okay.
Oh, Lord.
Like, not even close.
So we're stuck.
No, you're not stuck. There is a very safe and well-documented, well-proven, well-researched way to control your period.
Okay.
You mentioned it already.
Apple cider vinegar.
Apple cider vinegar has a lot of really great health benefits. One of them is not controlling your period.
Okay.
Helps the bloat.
Birth control. Not just for those not trying to have babies anymore. You can't. And there are about 21 different varieties of birth control that have different types of hormones and things in them. And if you, quite honestly, have a provider and you say, I just want to be able to control my period, you can go and say, I want the type of birth control that will just help me control my period.
My sisters both were on birth control in high school, not because they were sexually active, but to control their periods. And also for like acne, I think. It helped with their acne back then.
Sure. It controls hormones.
Okay.
So certain birth controls have more estrogen and more progesterone and more testosterone and all these different things. It messes with your hormones.
Right.
But it's very well researched. Unfortunately, it's one of the few things that we have actually spent really good time researching in women or people who have traditionally female genitalia. We don't research a lot of heart disease in women, but we will research birth control. And so you can very safely start even now because you got time.
Well, so my question is, I obviously am not on birth control. So mm-hmm. I will go to my provider and I'll say, hey, listen, I want to be on this birth control. How long do I have to be on it for it to effectively stop my period when I want it to? Like, is it 2 months? Is it a month? Can I start 2 weeks from Dinah?
So you're kind of within a window right now, although you're cutting it pretty close. We usually tell people it can take 2 to 3 months for it to get on the cycle of where you want it. So for those not familiar, you know, like me and AJ, right? When birth control, there's typically like 7 days of placebo and 21 days of hormones, right? That will get everything into this 28-day cycle for you. So that your body can adjust to that fairly quickly, but every individual is an individual and every individual is different. There's also no telling which specific type of hormone combination will work best for you. And that's what takes usually longer. So you might start something like a low estrogen or something like that. That might work really, really well for you, or you might actually need something that's got a little more estrogen in it.
So James, here's what I'm hearing right now, that as she figures this out, could she have hormonal swings?
Oh my God, you guys.
I don't know if I can live through it. I just don't know.
Listen to me. I am an experience. I am literally Six Flags. The emotional roller coasters that happen here are unreal. If you're going to add any type of estrogen into my body, I assure you, Dinah will be an experience. I don't know if everyone will enjoy it, but I will be a hell of a time. Emphasis on hell. Get me the birth control.
You hit all ends of the spectrum in a matter of moments. She could go one so far left, but if you bring it to her attention, she brings it so far right so quickly. It's something to behold.
All right, so birth control is the answer. That's the answer, and we're doing it. All right, well, coming up, we're going to continue the conversation because is there a new secret to weight loss? We talk about it often, and there may be something new happening. Stick around with the new Channel Q.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
All right, we're here with our health expert, James Simmons. Michaela has been working on losing a couple pounds. She wants her tummy to be extra flat for Dinah. In addition to regulating her menstrual cycle, she just wants to look and feel her best. Uh-huh. So she's been trying to eat right. I even made her a vegan weight loss detox stew the other day and brought it to her.
Wow.
Yeah, no, first of all, that stew was incredible.
And then she asked me to make more on a regular basis and start cooking for her.
I know. I was sending a memes like yesterday hint that it's time for more,
there was
more
nothing,
cabbage soup.
Nothing about it.
But I will say, in doing this vegan lifestyle, I don't even want to say diet because there's so much like blah around the word diet. In this lifestyle change, I noticed that my own personal energy can increase and decrease. I think that you listening, you can feel that too. Like when you start doing diets or lifestyle changes, mm-hmm. your body gets kind of funky. Mm-hmm. Almost, it can be dangerous. So what are you thinking about these new things?
So I love that this vegan, clean eating non-processed food is really, really amazingly and fantastic. However, dun, dun, dun.
Here we go.
What a lot of the new research is saying about fat loss in particular, and I want to say that this is actually new research that is actually old research. So what we are learning is that fat does not make you fat, and it's more than just calories in versus calories out. You guys with me on that one so far?
Yeah,
makes sense.
All right, so we're cool with that. What we are really learning is that that insulin as a hormone, underlying theme of our conversation today, right? Insulin as a hormone is really the primary driver in whether we store fat or burn fat. You with me on that one?
Yeah.
So what a lot of people don't understand is that only about 32% of our insulin response is actually related to sugar or glucose. So everyone thinks, right, I eat sugar, my insulin goes up. Does that make sense?
Yep.
All right. But only 32% of that response comes from sugar. The other 68% actually comes from everything else we eat. Now, why is this important? So there is a process in our liver. There's multiple processes, but I'm going to whittle it down to this one called gluconeogenesis. And our liver decides in gluconeogenesis whether or not to store fat or burn fat. The key that turns that store fat or burn fat on or off is insulin. That's it. Huh. It's just insulin. So if your insulin levels are high all the time, for a long time, you are constantly telling your liver to store fat.
So when I ate all those Pop-Tarts this morning and had two vanilla cappuccinos, that's...
Three.
Okay. So no, that's what I was doing. I was telling them to store fat.
Your insulin levels spiked.
Huh.
Now, we all spike. Every time you put anything in your mouth, ew,
your
insulin levels spike.
Don't judge me.
Now, the key is, do they stay high over a long period of time? Because then you're constantly, consistently signaling to your liver to store fat. If your insulin levels spike, fine, and then they drop back down to lower levels, you're telling your liver, gluconeogenesis, make new sugar, and it makes new sugar from your stored fat, from like my love handles, right?
James, why can't this be more simple?
I know. I literally was just like, what?
You're okay, like, what's
so
going on?
James,
let's break it down.
Like, so for a week's worth of food, you're trying to eat plant-based, let's say.
Mm-hmm.
How do you just make sure that your insulin is staying regulated?
This is the hard.
Kindergarten terms.
There's a very hard part about this and a very easy way to do
easy.
This.
Easy. Give us the easy.
The easy way is intermittent fasting.
Oh, God.
It's real. Is that real?
I
try
it
all the time, and then I get hungry.
Okay, for people that don't know me, what is it?
I gave you all this science, right? And I was like, blah, 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 and insulin, it doesn't make sense.
Don't care.
But when the key to that was, when you put anything in your mouth, your insulin goes up. So when you're fasting, what are you not doing?
Eating.
Making your insulin go
putting
up.
Anything putting... in your mouth. Ah, see the science. It comes full circle. See, I just come with me. So if you're fasting, nothing's going in your mouth. Your insulin levels are low. You're triggering your body to burn your stored fat.
So how long do you fast?
It depends on...
I tried 16 hours. 16 off, 8 on.
Wait,
I tried.
Jesus?
That's like the big thing.
16 hours?
Yeah.
But who's fasting for
well,
16
you sleep.
Hours?
You sleep for 8.
Ding, ding,
so
ding,
that's
ding,
half
ding.
Of it right there.
Yeah. And
so
then what do you do the other 8 hours?
This is what I tried to do my first week here last week. I tried to only have tea through the show and then not start eating till 10 or 11.
Yeah.
But then Michaela introduced me to the snack cafeteria upstairs, and now I get Pop-Tarts and pork rinds
so
every morning.
It's Michaela's. Okay, but pork rinds, speaking of,
you're welcome.
Pork rinds are one of those foods that won't spike your insulin levels.
Okay.
So when it does come to actually eating, so you asked for the simplest way.
Michaela's
the simplest
face
way
right now.
Is well, intermittent fasting.
Well, you're half Jewish, so.
If I were German, I wouldn't like them.
You're like, it doesn't matter who I am. So pork rinds are amazing. There's a whole list of foods that will not spike your insulin level, and you can track them by using what's called the insulin index. Not, I want to be very clear, not the glycemic index. The insulin index, because they are different. So if you use the insulin index, there's a whole list of foods, and it's kind of keto-ish, that don't spike your insulin. So if you fast, your insulin's not going up, and then you eat these foods that don't make your insulin spike, all of a sudden you're telling your body, just go ahead and burn through all that fat that's stored, and you will over time safely, about 2 pounds a week-ish, lose fat.
Okay, so let me just break this down quickly. Here we go. We're going to do intermittent fasting. Let's say 16 hours is kind of as long as you want to go. You sleep for 8 hours, and then the other 8 hours, you're hanging out so that when you do start to eat, your liver and your body is like, we're just going to burn through everything so your insulin doesn't spike up so you stay regulated.
Wow. Yep. You retained
Pretty darn close.
Listen to me, honey. I'm here for the listeners, baby. And
Dinah,
I love kindergarten terms.
Dinah's
not ready. I do want to ask you, though, one thing that we've been doing is I've been trying to get rid of the creamers from my coffee. But
she
put
9 in her coffee the other day.
Okay.
I'm just saying, this is a real issue she's working on.
Why don't you just tell them how much I weigh?
It's like 9 tenths in
9
here
pounds.
Right now.
what about Splenda and artificial sweeteners?
No Splenda, no aspartame. If it's pink, blue, or yellow, don't use it. Stevia.
What about stevia? Green.
Raw, clean stevia is thought to not spike your insulin, but we actually don't know enough.
That's the problem with this stuff. It always changes.
So how do you drink your coffee?
Black, honey.
Mm-hmm.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
You know, I came into my own in an era that was quite unlike any other for pop princesses.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Britney-Christina battle going on. There was also a little lesser-known battle going on between Jessica Simpson and Mandy Moore.
Yep.
Remember that era?
That's right.
I still kind of live for it.
Listen, I'm still here for Willa Ford, so wherever she is.
Oh, wow.
Willa, what you want? Willa, what you want?
Well, Britney and Christina are still doing the music thing. Mandy Moore is, you know, starring on This Is Us. She's kind of transitioning to acting.
Willa Ford is an interior designer. Yeah, no,
why,
she is.
Quit trying to make Willa Ford happen.
She's a thing. So.
Jessica Simpson has an empire. She makes a lot of money.
$1 billion.
But she's still... I don't know. I feel like there's still a couple screws loose.
Yeah. So let me give you some little what's poppin' news. All right. So here's how it's going down. Jessica Simpson goes on Hoda Kotb's show.
Hoda Kotb. Wow.
You know why I'm saying Hoda? Because Huda Beauty, who's an influencer I'm obsessed with, you can actually get her makeup at Sephora. It's incredible.
Just say the Today Show.
Okay, she goes on the Today Show. Back it up. And she's talking about her book, Open Book, right? Uh-huh. And she says that it's really sweet about Nick and Vanessa being married for so long. They're actually really lovely. They're on great terms. They sent her a gift when her first child was born. Okay, so that's said on the Today Show. Then Vanessa and Nick Lachey go on the Today Show, and Hoda says, you guys, by the way, Jessica is on her book tour, and she said, you guys are still on pretty good terms. You actually sent her a gift for her first child. And Vanessa, you watch the video, and it's cringeworthy. Vanessa is like, what are you talking about? We didn't ever send her anything. So it's very awkward on air. Now it's a thing. So last night, Hoda goes on Andy Cohen's Watch What Happens Live.
With Jenna Bush Hager, yes?
And a caller... Yep. Calls in and says, tell us what is going on. Here's the audio.
Here's the thing. When I was interviewing Jessica, she was talking about, like, on what great terms everyone was.
Uh-huh.
Like, I'm so happy for them. We have children. They have children. And she mentioned something, I thought, about a gift. So I was like, oh, so everybody's happy. So when they came, I was like, isn't that cool? Everybody's friends. And then that wasn't the way it was received.
Right.
No.
Yes.
I didn't understand what was going on. I
I spent actually a couple minutes trying to get
to the
bottom of it.
Did you figure anything out?
No.
Okay.
So to make it even juicier, Vanessa hits the gram and she makes a caption that says, usually when I'm doing, I'm saying it. Quickly.
You're paraphrasing.
Paraphrasing, that's the word. Thank you. Yep. Usually when I'm hosting or interviewing somebody, I make sure to do all the research. I guess that's just me.
So she's coming for Hoda
and
Jenna.
She's coming for Hoda. And she's saying, if you're hosting or interviewing, you need to do your research because it wasn't true.
But why does that... Why that's petty. I don't like Vanessa
it's
now.
It's really petty. And also, Vanessa, like, you need to calm down. You're not a host. You're hosting, like, one show right now.
It's a live... on air live an hour every day, and that information is coming from producers and people who are producing
Listen,
that segment and giving
Vanessa, here's two words for you. Two things for you. You're not coming for Huda Beauty products, and you're not coming for Hoda on the Today Show. Do you got it? And that's what's popping, honey. Now, coming up in our final hour, I'm pretty heated.
That's a weird story.
Oh, my God,
there she is, Jessica Simpson.
And here's the thing. Willa Ford.
Oh, this is Willa, you're right. But here's the thing. Jessica was also not saying anything bad. She was saying that Vanessa and Nick were sweet. Why? I don't understand why people can't just love each other.
I want to be bad.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
We're getting so close to Valentine's Day, Michaela. I feel the love in the air.
What'd you get me?
I'm going shopping right after the show is over.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to get you something really, like, really, honestly, it's just, I'm going to let it come from the heart. I haven't really thought about it too much because I want it to be organic and real and true to the love that I have for you.
Right, because you are my work husband.
Yes.
I just have to, oh God, there are just some stipulations with the job. You are my work husband. I am a size small. I, 6.5 shoe. I am a tan.
Fenty Beauty foundation. I'm sorry, what?
I prefer really Trophy Wife, the highlighter, Fenty Beauty. Lily Lash in Miami.
What are you
is
talking about?
Thing. Just gift ideas.
I just dozed off for a minute.
Oh, great. Awesome.
Dreaming of what it would be like to actually go to Miami. I've never been.
Oh, slam
You mentioned
me.
Miami. I'm just saying. This is really exciting stuff. We're having a giveaway. If you guys want to go to Miami,
we're
April.
Not disregarding
no, I'm doing this.
This. You just killed that, honey.
Michaela.
Bring it in. Bring it in.
If I didn't work here, I would take you, but I cannot. So if you don't work here, you can get in on this giveaway. Head over to wearechannelq.com for your chance to win a 3-day trip to Miami, April 3rd, 4th, and 5th. It happens to be Miami Beach Pride. Big deal, right? You can get VIP passes, sip on mimosas, have a VIP brunch. You and a guest will be flown to Miami for the weekend. Also, you're all welcome to the free Oceanside Celebration presented by Celebrity Cruises. So go to wearechannelq.com
and
enter for a chance to win.
And actually, of Celebrity Cruises, if you're in Fort Lauderdale looking for diamonds, just DM AJ Gibson.
Listen,
can help you.
It was a moment in time. It was 13 years ago. I never took the job, Michaela. I never sold diamonds on a cruise ship.
And if you're hungry, he can maybe entice you to buy the chicken from Boston Market.
You know, did you see?
Speak about weight loss.
I don't know. That made me really sick. But did you see, speaking of chicken, KFC and Crocs has a collab out?
Wait, what?
KFC chicken.
And Croc shoes?
Croc shoes. They literally look like fried chicken.
No.
I don't know why we're not talking. Wow, Justin. I don't know why this isn't what's popping.
I don't know why it's not even. Maybe we'll make it our promo tomorrow. This is big news.
This
heavy
is big
hitting news.
Yeah, it came out late yesterday, but that's not the only thing people are talking about in the world, though, Michaela.
Okay, well, I guess we'll get into real news. However,
it is also real news. Don't be shady.
I'm not going to shade KFC. Or, you know, who I am going to shade is Popeye's chicken sandwich. Where's that been? I'm hungry.
They've been back in stock for a couple of months.
Well, I've been a vegan.
For 2 days.
I don't need this. Iowa Democratic Party Chairman Troy Price. You don't even make me want to read the news now. I'm just mad. Has resigned following last week's Iowa caucus. Something else I hate. Caucuses. Debacle. Price and other Democratic officials agreed there was no way he could continue being the head of the state's party after a glitch delayed caucus results by days. Now, the Iowa Democratic Party will soon begin a partial re-canvass of voting precincts flagged as having potentially inaccurate results. If there are no major discrepancies, the party will declare Pete Buttigieg the winner, followed by Bernie Sanders. Now, just a recap of New Hampshire. Bernie won, and Pete Buttigieg came in second. Amy Klobuchar came in third. Now we're focusing on Nevada, and then we're headed to South Carolina. I have to say, though, I was listening to Let's Go There yesterday, and they had somebody from KNX on. I never knew this, but Joe Biden was advised by Obama not to run for president.
Oh, yeah.
Multiple times.
He tried to politely say, Joe, you don't need to do this.
Yeah, I didn't know that.
His way of saying don't run, because he hasn't endorsed him.
Yeah.
Which is kind of wild if you really think about it. It was his vice president and his bro. They were like an 8-year bromance.
Oh my God, there were memes everywhere about that.
Well, Obama's legacy means more to him than supporting Joe Biden.
I think so too. And you know, however, we cannot count Joe Biden out because although they're very big states, Iowa and New Hampshire, we've got such a long way
They're
to go,
very
really.
White, and he's really counting on diversity in the caucuses in Nevada, large Hispanic vote there. And then you head to South Carolina where 2/3 of the voting electorate in the Democratic Party there is actually African-American, and he's hoping they will stand by him.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Well, I'm just getting ready for Super Tuesday, which I'm lovingly calling Tequila and Tacos Super Tuesday.
Can we?
We will be having all of that.
Perfect.
Because I'm going to need it to get through this election.
Same.
Okay, now let's get some vibes of the day going because we need that too.
Let's do it. Your true self is saying to you today, focus on what's in your control and trust that everything else will fall into place as it needs to.
Oh, I love that.
Let it fall into place. Just
Let
trust it.
Let it fall into place. Trust it. Let's do, I think we should do the trust fall. You can fall into my arms.
I weigh 210 pounds. You're 5'0".
So I've been working out. It's a little thing called Krav Maga.
Yeah, you had me punch your stomach earlier during one of our breaks. She had me punch her stomach. She goes, okay, test my abs, but don't do it hard.
Wait.
Got it.
Michaela, what was that you were doing again?
Krav Maga.
Krav Maga?
Krav Maga.
You're the best Jew.
Tim McGraw.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela. The new Channel Q.
Getting us in the mood for Taco Super Tuesday.
Oh yeah,
next
you guys,
month.
Tequila and Taco Tuesday for Super Tuesday,
you
where Mike
it.
Bloomberg introduces himself to the people. You know what's funny though? I did want to tell you this. People were writing Mike Bloomberg in New Hampshire.
Yeah, of course.
Like, he's got a fan base.
Yeah, he's got money.
Yeah, but he's got fans.
Yeah, and a lot of money.
I'm jealous.
Same. So I was talking to a new friend of mine I made the other day, actually, and we were talking about...
Ew, what new
she
friend?
Was she was asking me how, like, people are friends with exes.
Oh.
And she's like, I hate all my exes.
Same. I'm not
really?
Friends with any of my exes.
I'm friends with most of them.
If I have had fornication with you, I don't want to be your friend.
Did you say fornication?
It's after 9. What do you want me to do?
All right, fair enough. So Valentine's Day is coming up, right? Tomorrow. Oh, tomorrow. Yeah, tomorrow. It's not a sweet day for everybody. If you're madly in love, maybe it's a romantic day. If you're not, you probably have some feelings about love. Well, this is pretty cool because a zoo in San Antonio, I don't know why I just said it that way, the San Antonio Zoo, they're for just $5, the zoo staff is willing to name a cockroach after your former lover, someone you've fornicated with, as Michaela would say, and feed it to an animal at their Cry Me a Cockroach event on Valentine's Day. If you really, really aren't feeling your ex-boo, you can pay $20 and have them feed a rat. Name the rat.
My God.
And feed it to a reptile. Would you do this?
Let me tell you something. I'm mad I didn't create this.
This is hateful.
This is incredible. I think that's so funny. Imagine your ex has done you dirty. Maybe they cheated on you. Maybe they ate your leftovers and it's over.
Can you imagine?
Maybe they chew with their mouth open.
That is the worst. That's disgusting.
And you have to break up with them. And then maybe they smeared your name on Instagram.
I feel like this is getting personal.
They were burning you.
You've been through this.
Okay, it was me. And
well, you're the ex. You're the one who did these things.
I did them? No, I didn't. I didn't.
I feel
kidding.
Like you were probably a pretty crazy ex. I knew you 12 years ago when we first met.
Yes.
You were insane when I met you. Like, you were kind of a wild child.
I was 21.
Okay, well.
Not even. I was 20.
But were you a crazy ex? I feel like you probably were.
I'm crazy now.
Would you name a cockroach after an ex? And I mean, it's $5.
Yeah, would I? I'd pay the 20. Are you kidding me? I'd get $20 to put the rat in a reptile's mouth.
Really?
Yes. Actually, oh my God, this is crazy. This reminds me
I just
of
saw
an
a
ex.
Light bulb go off.
And an ex that you know. Okay, I dated this guy, and we worked with him. And his name, you know who he is.
Uh-huh.
Okay, so on our second date, he took me to his house. Mind you, I was like 19 years old. He took me to his house. He had a snake. And he was like, oh, it's feeding time. Hold on. And he brought out a box of rats. This is not a joke. I'm trembling in my skin. And he said, would you like to feed the rat to the snake? And I was like, hell to the no. And so he took it by its tail and he put it.
Wait, was it alive or not?
Alive. It was alive. It was alive.
And this was on a date?
It was our second date. He had to stop there first. This is why I don't date men. It's clear now.
Yeah, we're all vile.
He put the snake in like a rubber, like big bin, and then he dropped the, oh my God, I can't even get this visual out of my head.
You're being triggered right now.
He put the rat in, and he was like, just just wait. And I was like, nothing's happening. Like, let's just go. It's not a big deal. And all of a sudden, that snake attacked him.
They swallow him whole.
Whole. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh my God, what happened?
And it lives for a while inside of the snake.
I saw it moving inside the snake.
I was asked one time years ago, I have a friend who lives on Sunset Boulevard, right above, it's Pink Taco now. It used to be
Miyagi's. Miyagi's. We spent a lot of time there.
Yep. And right above there, I have a friend who lives right next to Fred Durst in a super huge, gorgeous house. And he was going out of town and asked me to house sit for him. This is when I was dating an ex that you know. And he said he has an exotic cat. The cat was basically a leopard. It was huge and terrifying. Its name was Jade or Jada, I believe. And he was out of town. And he asked me to feed the cat, is what he said to me. I didn't know one.
I feel like you're setting me up for like Ace Ventura. When he's like trying to go feed the whale and it's like
terrifying.
Yeah, uh-huh.
So I wasn't clear that it was this cat he was referring to until I got there and found the cat in a pen. And it literally is a leopard. And then he said the food is in the first drawer, the bottom drawer in my refrigerator in the main kitchen, because he has multiple kitchens because he's really wealthy. So I get in there, I open it up. It is a drawer full of raw skin, dead, like Cornish hens. Full birds. Like little chickens, kind of. Skinned. Everything. Bones, everything.
Oh my God, wait. And we had to Cornish hen.
Yeah, we had to feed the cat multiple raw, dead chickens, basically. Hens.
Do they eat them whole?
Yeah, they tear into it.
Oh my God.
And it took it down in chunks, bone and all.
I feel like the San Antonio Zoo got it wrong. You should have an exotic cat, and for $40, you can write your name on a dead Cornish hen and feed the exotic cat. And that is a shout out to my lesbian exes. You're welcome.
You are a hateful ex.
I'm not a hateful ex. I didn't say ruin their lives. I just said write their name on a cockroach and feed it to a wild animal.
I wouldn't do this, but I do. Kudos to you, San Antonio Zoo. You have until February 13th at 5 p.m. That's today, 5 p.m., 6 p.m. Eastern time, to submit a name through the zoo's website. Only the first names displayed. Only first names displayed. You can't put last names on it. That's like a little bit too much.
Yeah, yeah, not the whole thing. All right, you guys, well, listen, coming up... This is actually like a celebrity death match. Rose McGowan has openly talked about how she's disappointed and thinks it's kind of disgusting that Natalie Portman wore this cape with these women's names on it, these directors who were not nominated.
At the Oscars this weekend.
Yeah. Natalie Portman is speaking out about it, and it involves Cove McGraw. That's all I'm going to say. Stick around.
The Morning Beat with AJ and Michaela, the new Channel Q.
You know, Michaela, we're about to make it through my second week. I feel like that's a big milestone.
Yes.
I feel like I'm settling in. And if there's one thing I've learned so far in my time here at Channel Q, is that you struggle with adulting. y'all, I'm not even kidding. During this last break, Michaela, she got rear-ended a week or so ago in West Hollywood. She had a three-way in West Hollywood. We talked about it on the show.
I had a hardcore three-way last Tuesday.
Uh-huh.
So I had to call my insurance company, and they were like, okay, here's what you need to do. Here's where you need to take your car. And I was like, well, listen, I'm booked and blessed this week. I'm going to have to go next week. And they're like, okay, so today's not the day, Thursday.
So she calls
a moment ago.
So I
called the auto body
shop.
No,
don't even try to tell the story like you're not going to let me do it. I listened to this firsthand. You're going to try to sugarcoat it. She's on the phone with them trying to use this adult voice, not the voice you hear on the radio. She's like, well, I won't be able to make it in today. I'm really busy, but... maybe I could come in next week. And they're like, okay, well, who's your insurance provider? She's like, I'm a State Farm or Allstate. Who'd you say?
Allstate.
Allstate. I'm with Allstate. Well, ma'am, we don't take Allstate. That's interesting, but you can bring your car here. We will work on it for you. She goes, well, that's interesting. I think it is you guys. I'm pretty sure. And they're going back and forth for minutes. And then we're coming back from commercial break, and she realizes, she gets on her phone, and she's with Progressive? You're not even. You don't even know who your insurance provider is.
Yeah, I'm with Progressive, and so now I have to call him back and be like, "Hello. I'm a 32. I have to put my voice on."
Excuse me, sir.
I can't even remember what voice I used.
My assistant made a mistake.
Yeah, exactly. No, that's
exactly
it.
What you do.
Oh my God,
that's
so good. Okay,
that's the
so
play.
I'll call him now. His name's Ralph.
While
hey,
I,
Ralph. Oh. It's me. again.
Everyone, I will say, though, everybody does that type of voice when they're on phone with customer
service. Well, that's
service.
What brought
not,
up this...
Not the one that Michaela's specifically talking about, but I feel like I, when I talk to somebody in customer service, I'm like, hello, how are you? I'm
yeah,
great.
All of, yeah, yes. No, I would never speak to Lisa the way that I spoke to Ralph right
and
now.
And Allie,
yeah.
I would never want to speak to that version of you. She sounds terrifying.
I need... Well, that you got to put on... That's the manager voice.
Yeah.
It's the white lady manager
I'm
voice.
I'm such a jerk when I deal with... AT&T, Time Warner, Spectrum, any of those like cable companies. You have about 3 minutes of kind AJ until
what's
I.
What's your voice? Give us your voice.
When I get mad?
No, give us the opening voice and then go into the 3 minutes.
Okay,
voice.
So people have a tendency, like my friends tease me, like I talk like this when I'm here with you, but all of a sudden, especially if one of my straight friends call me.
Like, hey, what's up? Do you butch it
AJ,
up?
AJ, yeah. Right, what's up, yeah so what are we doing this weekend?
Hey, bro.
That voice comes
that's
out.
That's you? That's how you talk?
Yeah, absolutely. I start to talk like this. And instead of talking like just AJ.
Just being
and
yourself.
I'm getting better at it. But we all sort of
what
have
what was that straight, bro?
Know.
What was well, that?
What's up, bro?
Yeah,
I
totally.
Do go, and speaking of straight, I do go in with the dad voice or like the dad jokes.
Mm.
And I stay super nice. So they'll be like, hi, you know, thank you for calling, whatever. This is Susan speaking. And I'm like, oh, hey, Susan speaking. How are you?
Okay, and then what, joke?
And then she's like.
And then she's like, oh, God, you're so funny. And I was like, okay, let me guess. I hear... North Carolina?
I do that too. I always call. I'm like, what's. Oh, you have to be from Tennessee. I hear it.
Uh-huh. You, what do you.
But it works.
It does.
It works because then they go over the top. And I, you know, eventually when you get to that point where you're like, I need to speak with the supervisor, right? You turn into Susan or whoever it is.
I need to speak with your manager.
She's like, actually, honey, I am. But hold on. Let me. I got you. I can do this. And I am way killing with kindness.
Wow, that's so good. Yeah, I've missed all of that. I feel like we should do a tutorial of how to call customer service
or
because
just,
I just put on a voice and don't know my own information.
No, I think what we
hello,
need...
Hello, my name is Alice. Yeah. My name's not Alice. Never mind.
We can't find you in our system, ma'am. I don't
he
know
did.
Why.
Ralph was like, I don't see your Jeep coming in at all. And I was like... It's the Jeep 2016.
Yeah, I also
like,
don't...
I don't even... Then I was like, do I need to, like, turn him on? I was like,
I was also confused when you were like, I'm the host of a national radio show. I was confused why you kept saying that to him. I didn't understand what that
and
was about.
You were showing him your boobs when you really didn't even need to. You can't even see them.
Your phone is not a visual medium.
Why was I sending him links to me from American Idol 15 years ago? I don't know.
Let it go.
You may remember me.
Yeah.
I'll just say, I know you can tell by my voice.
Yeah.
There are tactics to it, though. And that, you know, hooking them in, giving them something mm-hmm. different than mm-hmm. what they hear every single day, that's going to take them out of their script. You got to get them out of their script because then they'll do stuff for you that they don't normally do for other people.
We're doing this on Monday. We're doing a tutorial. Okay. I'm sorry, Tuesday. Oh, God, I can't even get the date right.
We're off Monday, yes.
We're off our rockers. Okay, and then, okay, so let's do it on Tuesday, a customer service tutorial, and then give them the tutorial when we come in on Tuesday.
And I think perhaps an ongoing segment titled something along the lines of Adulting with Michaela could be an option for us.
Yes.
So, Justin, should we look into it?
Right.
Yes.
Listen,
okay.
I ask all the questions you guys are too embarrassed to ask.
No, you ask all
is
the questions that we already know the answers to because we've adulted for many years.
Oxymorons make good radio.
Michaela, adulting.
Uh-huh.
So Tuesday, Michaela's going to talk about when it's okay to start wearing diapers again.
Wait, I've been wearing them.
I never
currently.
Stopped, and I
haven't
had an accident the whole show.
I'm leaving. I'm done.
Okay, well, we're done with our show, but stick around for James and Ali Drop the Subject coming up next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.